You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
All right, it's Cleveland Browns Daily. It's a football Wednesday. It's a Cleveland sports fantastic week here.
An extravaganza.
Hopefully we'll feel that way tomorrow.
Yeah.
After
Step
the
one.
Tribe play tonight. Step one is Tribe tonight. Step two, the Browns tomorrow night. And against the Buffalo Bills, a couple of 2-2 teams with a very interesting game on NFL Network. And the network crew is here as we speak, as we're doing this show. They're right across from us in another glass-enclosed room visiting with, I think Joe Thomas is in there now in the production.
I don't know if it's a case of emotions, though.
Ours is.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
That's how I feel every day in this place. That is how I every day. I press my face against the glass.
Yeah.
And do that. And then people look at me like a lunatic.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
So what?
They're making a sequel to that movie, by the way.
Yeah.
Which I'm excited about.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. Phenomenal. On December. Thanks, Dino.
Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer. And we've got Jameer Howerton, who does a tremendous job of taking us, this show, inside the locker room and going in there again today to talk with cornerback Chris Owens. Jameer, take it away.
Chris, as you guys wrapped up the short work week, how do you think practice went with the quick turnaround?
It went pretty well. Feel good about the game plan. We just got to come out Thursday and execute it. I think it started with our head coach on Monday, Coach Chud. His leadership, explained to us, everybody, me as an older guy as well as the young guys, that it's important to take care of your body and get in the books quick, because it is a quick turnaround, and for some guys that never had a Thursday night game, it could be on you in a second. But we've been preaching it. Chud's been preaching it since Monday, since Sunday night. So. We're going to be prepared on Thursday.
How does that change your preparation when getting ready for a Thursday night game for you?
Yeah, for me, you do a little stuff different. You get your massage on different days, get an ice tub more often. And for me, it's all about, being ready at game day, at game time, and knowing what you have to do at game time, because once Thursday comes, no one really cares if it was a short week or not.
When you look at this Buffalo Bills offense, what jumps out to you?
I think they're an explosive team. They got really good guys out there on the edge at receiver, and they got really good 1-2 punch at running back and explosive quarterback for sure.
What makes this quarterback so special?
His versatility. He can run him. He can run as well as throw the ball. So we got to try to contain them and not let the ball go over our head.
You look at the ranking of the defense throughout the National Football League. The Browns are ranked third overall. What does that number mean to the members of the defense here in the locker room?
I mean, it's still early. It's only week four, so we're not going to get ahead of ourselves. We just got to keep doing what we got to do. Of course, it's encouraging that we're ranked third right now, but there's a lot of more work to be done, so... We can't pat ourselves on the back. We got to stay hungry and stay humble and keep doing what we're doing.
Coach Horton says he wants little guys that can hit. And with that being said, you guys really aided in helping with stopping the run. What does it mean to you guys, and how important is it for you guys to come up and seal those cracks if a running back gets through?
We just got to do what we're asked, do our job. And if we do our job, then in the secondary, then – and linebackers do their job, D-line do their job, then we'll be all right.
And how exciting is it to have the opportunity to play in front of a national audience come Thursday night?
Prime time. We're going to have fun. We got to give these fans something to be proud about and get a chance to show the nation what we're about. And that itself is important to every guy in this locker room, and we want to go out and do a good job.
Well, Chris, good luck to you moving forward. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Back to you, Vic.
All right, thank you, Jameer, and thank you to Chris Owens. One of those stories on this team that can't be overlooked when we talk about a lot of focus on Buster Skrine, who had his best career game last week against Cincinnati. If he doesn't play the way he does, that's a different outcome, because the Bengals, as all teams do, try to exploit that weakness. But Chris Owens, in his own quiet, kind of subtle way, also brings that presence there. And I think he's very good for Buster to have that presence, the reinforcement of what the coaches are doing. He's a savvied pro.
He is, and he's gotten better every single week as well, and that's what I like to see, Buster screen. Because remember, these guys missed some time in the preseason, Owens especially towards the end. They're getting better every single week, and I think that that is something this defense is thriving on. I also enjoy the fact that when Ray Horton stopped by earlier on the show, that he said his favorite play in the game was when Chris Owens got in there and made the sack fumble. A little guy hitting and getting in there. And that we talked about that on Monday. That was one of the bigger plays in the game. I thought it was a big backbreaker for the Bengals, who were right near midfield at that time.
No doubt. All right, we've got Gerard Cherry coming up, and he's going to give his thoughts on this game, of course, tomorrow night between the Browns and the Bills. And he's a regular on this show. It is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, a football Wednesday. Oh. Vic and Nathan thinking about Aju in the back of F-150s. That's, you know, the more I think about that, that's a good idea.
There are a lot of people, by the way, who would fancy themselves carnivores who would probably be psyched by that. I don't think I'm the first person this has occurred to. My uncle would be very proud right now.
Oh, I got Zago. all kinds of barbecuing friends around this country who would say that is like an epic move.
Yeah,
to do
it sounds
that.
Like heaven.
I think I want to do it this week.
Yeah, right. We got to get to the playoffs, so that's a playoff move. You know, it'll be like a hot tub of au jus.
I might not wait.
You might not wait.
I might not.
Notorious.
Wait. I'm just thinking.
Getting fired up.
To spend an open weekend like that, swimming in au jus.
Maybe that's the bye week? That's it. That's your plan? That's on the calendar for the bye week?
The au jus hot tub. I just got to talk a lot of other people into it, too. All right, that is... not the hot tub, but Gerard's coming up next.
He is.
Hang around.
Telmo.